tradition of making useful objects beautiful. As you sit down to knit, remember that you're connected to the millions of knitters whose hands have held yarn and needles and whose hearts have knit love into billions of stitches. Knitting is an old tradition of comfort and loveliness. Making useful objects beautiful is a practice that elevates your everyday living to art. It's a way of honoring every detail you encounter as you live your day-to-day life. The hat that warms your head as you shovel the driveway, the gloves that enable you to work in the garden on a chilly autumn Sunday, and the socks that keep your feet dry when you're unexpectedly caught in the rain. Many cultures regard the creative act of filling their world with handcrafted objects as sacred. The Balinese make a napkin gorgeous, and the Native Americans decorate every object in their homes. The Amish create their quilts from used clothing so that nothing is wasted. All resources, efforts, and time are valuable. Beauty doesn't have to be removed from us in museums and galleries. We can value it every day to give our lives meaning and grace. What do you cherish? Yes, the Picasso hanging in the Museum of Modern Art is valuable, but the Afghan your grandmother made you when you were little is priceless. Why? Regardless of the Afghan's colors, textures, or patterns, the true treasure is the spirit of your grandmother in every stitch. Her touch, her thoughts, generosity, time, and affection. Her Afghan isn't just a blanket. It becomes a protective cover of love. Making beauty in our lives is a way to reflect the wonder of nature. Nature creates beauty that is also useful. Trees that shade and bear fruit. Flowers that provide remedies. And spectacular sunsets that offer a visual balm to the challenges of life. The interconnectedness of nature is awe-inspiring. Everything has a purpose. An air current in Japan creates a storm in Alaska that sends weather to the southwestern United States. The climate created in the Arizona desert by that chain reaction makes a perfect environment for tubular red flowers that are attractive to hummingbirds. Those birds and those flowers aren't found elsewhere. The hummingbird carries the pollen from flower to flower, thus continuing the cycle. The fabric of life is as intertwined as the knitting in your lap, one stitch dependent on another. We need to be connected to each other and the earth. Do you notice how you feel the moment you arrive at the ocean, a forest, or the desert? You feel a quiet awe within, a memory of, yes, this is where I truly belong. Just as you tie a knot on your finger to remember something, the knots on the fringes of a prayer shawl and those between the mala beads are meant to help you remember that you, too, are part of something larger. You're a stitch in the fabric of the world. There's a tendency to seek comfort from knitting during troubled times. While at Valley Forge, future First Lady Martha Washington formed knitting circles to make socks and bandages. The Red Cross organized scores of women who knit their bit for the servicemen during the two world wars. And it's no coincidence that after September 11, 2001, there was a surge of interest in fiber and knitting. Life-shaking events rattle our roots and remind us of the fragility of life. Difficult times teach us the vital importance of living fully and appreciating every moment. When everything around us feels as if it's coming unraveled, we're reminded of the deeply essential and comforting tradition of making connections to others and ourselves. We want to touch something soft and make something beautiful. By using our hands, we can feel a little more in charge of a piece of the world. We may knit our lives back together. In the old days, we knitted because we needed the scarf, gloves, and the sweater to keep us warm when the weather was cold. They were necessities. In this day of the internet, malls, and department stores, we can easily buy a scarf. And since many of us consume so much and have so many things in our closets already, these knitted items are hardly necessities. Perhaps the new necessity is in finding time to be reflective and digest our lives. Most of us hunger to find a calm respite from our activity-addicted world. Maybe what we need now is to connect with the intimate process of creation, to do something simply because the process gives us pleasure. The handmade hat or scarf is one of a kind. There's none like it. Even if another was made from the same pattern, each knitted object was made to the sound of a unique heartbeat. I believe the basic truth is that we're human beings with necks that will sometimes need to be protected from cold or adorned with something lovely. We have hands that want to work and make something beautiful, and eyes that are curious to see progress, growth, and development. Our minds require space to ramble so that we may think new thoughts, and our imaginations crave passageways for their visions. We have hearts that need to love. What is essential and necessary? As we must breathe and eat to survive, we also need to find meaning and beauty in the matter of the earth. As you sit with needles and yarn, knit in your intentions of love, peace, and hearth. Let your breath of life be in every stitch, and let your hands touch the yarn with care and comfort. Allow your dreams, hopes, and affirmations to find home in the knots. Let all your emotions be acceptable to the fabric, and permit yourself to reconcile your mistakes and human beingness with laughter. As you knit, listen carefully, and you may hear the echo of countless knitting needles clicking away the message that there's hope, kindness, beauty, and meaning in every stitch of the human tapestry.